All right, we'll call to order the Stevensville Board of Adjustment meeting and public hearing for Thursday, February 6th, 2020. Ms. Hoffman, would you call roll, please?
Mr. Michelson?
Here.
Mr. Dick?
Here.
Mr. Dewey?
Here.
Ms. Devlin?
Here.
And Ms. Holcomb?
Here.
Great, thank you. For the folks that are here tonight as the Board of Adjustment, just to kind of clarify, this is the first Board of Adjustment meeting we've had in some time. So the town council members act as the Board of Adjustment. So in your role here tonight, you are not necessarily a town council member, but you are a board member for the Board of Adjustment in hearing public input on the matter before you. The Board of Adjustment is, like I said, comprised of the four council members and the mayor, all five having a vote. However, tonight you don't have a decision before you. The clear purpose of tonight's meeting is to discuss and take public comment on an agency exemption of the Stevensville Municipal Code, specifically for landscaping requirements in regard to parking lots for the Stevensville School District. Your packet tonight contains the notice of the public hearing and specifically which code it is that the school district's seeking exemption for. The letter from the school district, specifically Mr. Moore, includes their discussion there from MMW about what it is they're looking to do. Today we received some additional information from WGM on the school's landscape plan and where those areas are and what it is they're going to do. So we have WGM and representatives of the school district here tonight to present their case, so to speak. I think we'll just dive right in and let them do their presentation and then go from there. Who's on? Do you have the stuff that you mailed today, Monica, that I forwarded to you?
I know.
Okay.
Move back up. So. So here we have the site plan, and this is kind of a blow-up area of the area south of the elementary school. So instead of putting parking lot trees and shrubs around the site, what we've opted to do is to put them in foundational planting beds in areas that will make more of a visual impact, so at the new entrance areas, outside of windows, and adding some shade trees up in the upper parking lot area, turf and grass area. And so there's a couple different reasons why we're doing that. Specifically for schools, safety is a big issue, of course. And so one of the kind of guiding features that we follow for school design is crime prevention through environmental design. And there's different principles with that. And the main one that applies here is surveillance. So for schools and other public areas, they really need to be able to be patrolled easily. So when consulting with police officers for various projects, they will say something like they need to be able to drive down the street and look into the parking lot and see the activity that's going on without it being shielded by any shrubs or trees. So instead of putting the shrubs and trees around the parking lot, we're putting them in these other areas. So we are taking a lot of care to provide a really nice site and some really nice landscape features. You'll see some of the different species here. All of them are native or near native, low water use to provide low maintenance. Lots of flowering perennials that people can see outside of the windows and that will really highlight the architecture as you're coming into the building. So. So that's kind of, you know, the alternative that we're providing. Essentially, The landscaping that would be required would be 18 trees and 17 shrubs around the various parking areas. And instead of doing that, we're proposing 6 trees and 187 shrubs. So we're still providing quite a bit of landscape in the on the school grounds, just essentially moving it around for safety and security issues. So if anyone has any specific questions, we'd be happy to answer those.
Good evening. My name is Ryan Salisbury. I'm not the landscape expert here. I'm the civil engineer project manager for the school district project. I just wanted to share that this isn't unique to this school. Quite often there are landscaping requirements that work well for commercial or typical buildings in a city or town, and all of the school districts in Missoula, not to compare Stevensville and Missoula, but they've asked for the same variance from strict interpretation of the zoning requirements for landscaping. In particular, some superintendents have concerns about, schools are different. You get a lot of schools that might be K through 5, in this particular case it's kindergarten through high school, but with rocks can be toys or thrown, and if there's landscaping requirements for rocks or wood chips, it's also the primary goal of the school is education. The maintenance staff for a school is already got a full plate typically, and they want a lower level of landscape maintenance that a zoning requirement might have a high level compared to commercial buildings. So this is pretty standard. We do this quite often for schools in particular. And so, as Jessica said, it's not that we're not providing landscaping, we're just varying from strict interpretation of the regulation.
Okay, thank you. The questions from the board for the officials at the school district.
I have one.
Mr. Michelson.
According to our section 10-166 on landscaping, at least 50% of the required landscaping shall consist of trees. So where does that fall under the guidelines that you guys are proposing?
And that is part of the exemption that we're asking.
You're asking for an exemption. To do less trees and more shrubs.
Right.
Correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You said 6 trees, correct? Right.
I can't remember the exact amount, but it's on that first floor in there. Mm-hmm.
I do have a question, and forgive me if it's been asked, I don't know if it has. Part of your request discussion of burden is primarily the financial burden that the code creates for the school district. Can you speak to that financial burden and the cost difference between 18 trees and 17 shrubs and 6 trees and 187 shrubs?
Yeah, and that really isn't part of the overall justification. That was done before we did the cost estimate, and I just recently looked at this, and it's really about the same difference when you take the amount that we're proposing versus the amount that's required. So cost-wise, it's about the same. It would be much more expensive if we were to provide those than additional parking lot trees, since trees are fairly expensive.
Anything further from the board?
I have one.
Mr. Michelson.
This doesn't have to do with trees and shrubs, but it has to do with the parking lot. Is that going to be gravel or asphalt?
I think that's lot lot three right there. That top part of the lot is asphalt, and then the secondary area to the south, that's proposed as gravel. And I believe that's an alternate bid.
Thank you.
We do have it on the screen if you want to go to a specific section. Okay. Is there any further discussion from the board before I call for public comment? Public comment. Please step to the podium, state your name and address, and sign the sign-in sheet. No public comment. Okay. So to kind of wrap things up with the board, our obligation is to just hold public hearing. Like I said, there's no discussion, no decision requested of the Board of Adjustments. However, with that, the board is free to express whatever feelings or views they have on the project before you. In the review of application to agencies and this idea of the agency exemption, and this was discussed at length with the city attorney, and we don't necessarily believe that the intent of this law was to hold these types of exemptions. We've obliged and held public hearing. But the true reason behind the agency exemption was to allow different uses in land use districts versus using different development codes. Unfortunately, there's not a whole lot of case law that drives how this code is used, especially in the municipal realm. There's a little bit, and that's partially why we've moved forward with the process. I think that there, from my perspective, both as a zoning administrator, mayor, and a board member, I think that there's merit to the request. I personally would like to see more trees in the project than shrubs. The trees are being cut back to 8 from the required 18. Is that correct? Oh, 6. So they're doing 6 out of the 18 required trees. Which, in my opinion, is light. But, I hope that the school district and the architects will take that into consideration. While I hear the agency exemption and the proposal call that the intent of our code was to provide visual relief of parking lots from streets and that sort of thing, it was also the intent of the code to provide shade in parking areas. Which is why we, put that code into place. This is a different application, of course, being a school. But I would imagine when the development code and landscaping codes were adopted, they took some of that into consideration. Nonetheless, the agency exemption stands as it is. So if there's anything further from the board, any further discussion? Okay, hearing none, if there's no further public comment on the hearing. All right, we'll rock and roll and get out of here. I'll adjourn the meeting. Thanks, everyone.